Hello, I'm Nanajwa.
Hi, I'm Abna, and we are two hearts in a pod.
So, before I talk about what I'm reading, my sister messaged me this week, and she just finished reading Fourth Wing, and she was like, oh God, it was so good. I can't wait to read the other second one, which is, I forget, is it Fourth Flame? Hot Flame? Some flame of some sort. She was like, I can't wait to read the other one. She was so excited. And I was telling her, oh, really? I'm surprised you liked it, because I'd heard that it wasn't very good. I guess people who like fantasy or fantasy romance have said it's not great, that they're better, and that it's just hype. But I found that she didn't care. She was like, yeah, me, I liked it. I want to read the rest of it. Like, enjoy. She read it on a flight somewhere. So I guess it's also the added thing of she had time on her hands. It was like a relaxing time for her, and it felt like a treat to have read that at the time. So yeah, wow. Fourth Wing. I guess I was gonna say, I guess it's popular for a reason.
Yeah,
despite what people say and what other people think, it's popular for a reason. People do enjoy Fourth Wing. And I think I was also thinking about the fact that if I didn't have the background of knowing anything about what other people think, because no matter what we say, people's opinions do tend to color your reactions to things.
Yes.
Everyone says something is crap, no matter how strongly you feel about it, it's difficult to stand firm and say, you know what, I don't think it's crap, I think it's wonderful. So we are very much affected by books and Instagram.
Exactly. It really colors your opinion.
Does so, but sometimes this we talked about the KKK author, and because of that, even when she writes anything going forward, I'll always side eye like But if I don't know any of her books, right, and I've never heard of this KKK story, and I chance on another book of hers, without more, I might have enjoyed it. I'll give it a chance. But now that I have this backstory, I'll always be side eyeing here.
Exactly. And you know, so it all boils down back to this whole concept of cancel culture, which has become so rampant on social media. And it's not fair, you know, and it just makes me think of how, you know, as Christians, you're supposed to forgive as many times as possible. But it's like now this cancel culture is like the direct opposite. Where
that's so true.
One mistake, you're canceled. Remember when J.K. Rowling, she said she doesn't consider trans women as women. And I think Chimamanda Adichie also said something similar. A whole group of people just canceled them without even knowing the context of why they were saying that, you know. And how do you say that? Because J.K. Rowling has said this one thing that you disagree with or you are hurt by, you are canceling the literary feat, the literary wonder of the Harry Potter series. Why would you deny yourself that?
Burning your books. Yeah. Bearing in mind that you've already paid for these things and J.K. Rowling has already left with a stash of money.
Sorry. He's already made the money. Like, it's you're so doing that, it wouldn't change it.
Sometimes.
Exactly. If you're not careful, and I even recognized that recently when I was spending a lot of time in book talk, especially Black book talk, and seeing a lot of influencers, well, not a lot, just a few, canceling certain authors, and you realize that the whole horde of followers behind them were just canceling without even checking out the stories for themselves, you know? And it's such a shame. And everything seems urgent in those spaces for some reason.
It's crazy to me. Yesterday, I discovered... sorry, finish your sentence.
No. I was done.
I was saying that I don't know if you've heard of it, because this is white book talk, so you might not have heard. There's a writer called Kate Curran, I think. Mm-hmm, she's a new author. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she created a fake Goodreads account. So sinister. Created a fake Goodreads account and went around leaving negative reviews on the books of other authors.
No, all the time she spent doing that, she could have written 5 books.
She could have. Or she could have even gone to pad her own ratings and say, look, everyone left my book, look at that. It would have been fine. She spent the time, whatever it is, the Goodreads version of Thumbs Downing, other authors' books. And then
time.
When she was caught, she said it was one of her colleagues at work. She fabricated a whole text conversation between her and that person to push them under the bus. So I saw an isolated tweet by that person saying she's no longer working with this Kate. And I was like, okay, who's Kate and why do we care? Only to chance on a thread somewhere to see.
It just rolled over and turned into a boulder.
Yeah. Right, because she lied once and she has to keep going and going and going and telling, adding up the lies. So now everybody's canceling her. Nobody's going to read her book.
Real life example of that escalated quickly.
Zero
to 1 million. You see, that's the thing about negativity, or like, you can't escape the consequences of the bad that you put out there.
Yeah.
Even if nobody catches you, like, you are steeping yourself in this dark, toxic pit of you hating on people who are just living their lives. So you're disliking their books will not take anything away from them, because I've realized that every book has their fan. Even if it's only the author, honestly.
And there's enough space for all of us. Like, just because somebody becomes an author does not mean that they are taking something away from you. Just today, I saw Kennedy Ryan put a post up of other Black authors that she thinks we need to. And I was like, this is how it should be. Because, and a lot of them, you and I have read them before, or we know about, and I'm a lot of them there, Rebecca Weatherspoon, Catherine Jones, Christina Jones, sorry. But like, this is, people now will discover other authors thanks to Kennedy Ryan. And they see how she supports other authors who write in her genre. They are Black women authors writing romance.
Exactly.
If anything, she's giving away her fan base by, suggesting these writers. There's enough. Look, I read over 100 books this year.
I was just about to say, if nobody, Nanajua has space for all of you.
I read all your books. And there are plenty of people like me who will read all your books. Just write them quietly, sit in your corner and just start checking them out at us. We'll read them.
Yes.
Everybody has space. But this woman had to go and do negative things, and now everybody knows that, like, you're a cool person.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I was like, this Sunday, I know Abna hasn't heard, because it's not Black books.
And actually also because I would have heard, like, they tend to filter through anything bookish and, about authors going, all the drama eventually filters through. But I took a decision not to spend so much time in that space, because I realized that I was starting to restrict my reading as well. And I realized I was also falling for the cancel culture thing by following certain people or certain trends. And so I've, taken a step back, and I'm more intentional about the accounts I check out. And it's been so much better, because I'm like, why do you want to hate on? Of course, there are some people like this woman who clearly had evil intent. So if you go and you are supporting her books, you are in the wrong. But then there are some too who make mistakes out of ignorance and are willing to learn. And they should be given that space, that grace to do better, not just
Crazy. So then, question: when it comes to the art versus the artist, what are your thoughts?
About, you know, even with the J.K. Rowling thing, I feel like it's a very thin line, eh? But I feel like you can't truly hide who you are or your politics for too long, especially when you're a renowned author. Or so long as you put yourself out there, eventually it will come out. And I feel like there have been some stories. I remember this male author. Oh, his name sounds Spanish. I think he's American. Oh, he had some popular books. I have a copy somewhere. But anyway, so his books tend to feature abusive relationships or, you know, have a certain veneer of misogynist ideologies, but in a way that you're like, oh, it's just a book. It turned out this man had been taken advantage of or, you know, making unwanted advances towards some of his students. I think he was also a lecturer. Yeah. A few years ago, it came out on
Twitter. So it was right there in his writing.
It was right there. And like that woman who wrote the book about how to kill your husband, she forgot to write the sequel, How to Get Away with It. She was caught.
Get away. Maybe what she should have done was write the book, then write How to Get Away with It before killing her husband. I feel like something should have come before the other. It's so bold of her to kill her husband.
Don't
and write
kill him book. At all. Don't kill him.
I mean, fair enough. That's an option. That's an option. It's so audacious of her. It's giving straight white man. Audacity.
I'm like, oh, this one. Yeah.
Like, the entire confession is a bestseller.
Hey. Oh, no, it's crazy. It's just crazy. So, like, examples like that. There are times when you truly can't separate the artist from the art. Other times, the lines are quite blurred, so.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, for example, R. Kelly. Yeah. I feel like he's a prime example of, I know.
The lines have crossed over.
Yeah. Like, no, we're not separating the ass from the ass. Yeah.
Because there are some, like, when you consume their art, you're basically giving them the finances to continue to perpetrate
Exactly. Someone like J.K. Rowling, I think this speaks to having to educate yourself on people's politics before you make a decision. Because everything that J.K. Rowling is suffering stemmed out of an essay that she wrote. And when you read the essay, you realize that she wasn't saying anything outrageous. In fact, half the things that people report that she says is not actually how, like, what she said. It's it's interpretations that have been made, and basically they're saying she hates trans people because you know we're a very extremist world these days.
Yes,
either with us or
yes. Look at the Palestine-Israel conflict.
Yeah,
if you're not with Israel, it means you're anti-Semitic.
Exactly. If you say I stand with Palestine, immediately you say that you are anti-Semitic, you know. There's no nuance, there's no conversation.
Yeah.
It's just,
wait,
what's your answer? Yes or no? Yes, then you're on the other side. Yeah. Nobody's giving anybody any chance. And so because of that, when you say, because I still love Harry Potter.
Yes.
It's my entire character trait that I'm a Potterhead. But
it's not your entire character trait. Blacko is in... Black
if you see me wearing the Ravenclaw robes and a D-rag, know that I've joined my two loves, Harry Potter and Black Cherry. I'll merge them. But like, I'm not trying to, and because I enjoyed her art, I didn't want to have to say, oh no, she's evil. So I wanted to find out more and understand where she's coming from. And I've seen her tweets and I've seen her conversation around it since then. And I still don't think that she said anything so outrageous. But even then, even if I disagreed with her and I thought that what she said was horrible, I still, I can still see her reasoning and why what she says makes sense, even if I disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like there's no space to disagree with somebody and still accept that what they're saying makes sense, even if I don't think it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, cancel. Now people are banning Harry Potter books, books that we pay so much money for. People are throwing their merch away. It's sometimes I think that we're too, taking too much emotion to things that people we don't know personally and probably will never meet. It's, and we're letting their actions affect our lives too much.
And this is even, it's the Western world. Ghana here. Imagine how long you'd have had to wait to get copies of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, and you come to ban
and
it.
You go and ban it. You
first even of all, tell them you read it. It's demonic. But don't read it. But you're lucky they allowed you to read it. And now you're coming to ban it. it's a tough one to navigate this cancel culture. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
That was in other book news. So what are you reading this week? What have you been reading? Have you been reading at all? I know you've been very busy with other things.
What a good question. So... I even feel bad. I actually got an advanced review copy of this book. It's by a Nigerian author and published by Love Africa Press. It's by Bamboo Dean. And the title is How to Fix a Broken Heart. And the cover is so lovely. And it begins at a wedding reception, and you know, from the point of view of two friends, and it starts off with saying that, hey, it looks like there's no alcohol at the party. And they're like, oh, how can there be a party without alcohol anyway? And then they spy some guys at another table sneaking like a bottle of vodka, so they say they are going there to get some, and I think that's how it starts. But the beginning was a bit rocky for me. I haven't gone back to it because I'm still reading Christmas at the Villa, which I'm enjoying that one so much. I'm enjoying it so much. I think I'm about 70% through, but I love it. I have a whole bunch in my library as usual, which I haven't read yet. I don't know when I'll read them. And lately I'm not giving myself too much stress about reading. It's supposed to be enjoyable, you know?
Exactly. There's no need for it to be a thing, another source of stress for you. You have enough going on in life.
Yeah. But I don't know if I talked about this in our previous episode.
I don't think. I mean, there's never too much Abby Jimenez chat, so please go for it.
This woman
has a whole heart,
and maybe I think that's why. Remember, I told you when I got back into reading romance, it was The Wedding Date by Jasmine Guillory and The Friend Zone by Abby Jimenez. That's brought me back.
That brought you back. Remember,
so I feel like I will always have a special place in my heart for them. Them and Helen Huang. The timing was just perfect. Like, I don't even have the words. I love her writing, and you know,
writing is brilliant. I mean, like, no flaws. I have nothing bad to say about anything Abby has ever written, and I've read everything she's written.
I actually wanted to attempt annotating.
Look at you. I can see your pink highlighter and your orange highlighter in there.
It's actually the sticky notes, the clear sticky note, cannot bring myself to make a mark in a book. And it's not because good for those who have no qualms about making marks in their books, but I tend to give my books away a lot.
Right,
and I always feel like I want whoever reads it after me to read it without being colored by my experience of the book. So I don't like making marks in them. Because these sticky notes, I can always take them out if I'm landing at someone.
Talk to me about Life's Too Short. It's a must read.
What to say? It is a must read.
Can read as a standalone. Yes, but
yes. All her books can be read as standalones. And she talks about deep issues. You know, before I read this one, I read Part of Your World, which actually comes after this one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen mentions of the two characters in Life's Too Short in there.
Yes. So there was a part where, and I wasn't even expecting them to show up. But, you know, and then it made me think of us and how, you know, people read Kilo Le Christmas and were like, oh, they were happy to see the whole gang together again.
I'm
like, oh, we did that. Yeah, you know, what's his name? Is it Adrian? Adrian.
Oh, you haven't read the Happy Ever After playlist.
So I found out apparently he dated.
It was, bless him, Sloan. They tried to set him up with Sloan, and Sloan leaves him in the middle of the day to go and find her man.
So they all end up here, and it was just so nice, like seeing them all together, getting glimpses of their backstory and all that. But yeah. Like, there are some romance authors that are just on point for me all the time. Abby Jimenez, Kennedy Ryan, Helen Huang, Adesua. I think these are my top four.
These are your top four.
Yeah. Yep.
Christina Lauren?
No. Have you No. No, because of Love and Other Words.
Your favorite book this year was by them. I resent that for My Darling CeeLo.
And Love and Other Words is Koho and Disguise. And it's
their most popular book too. Please, we're not allowed to slander.
It has made me realize people like pain. People like pain. No.
Pain that is fictional and belongs to another person is the best kind of pain.
You wicked people. Look, I don't even want fictional people to suffer. What is this?
They're not really suffering. When a book closes, their pains end.
Look. No. Because of that, Christina Lauren is 4.5.
No, whatever shall they do to earn that 0.5 star back? They have a book coming out next year. I'll talk about that in a bit.
Oh, okay. Have you read it?
No, it's coming out next year. Not the time one.
But that one hasn't come out, or it's coming out soon.
It's out.
Oh, okay. All right. I think I'm done gushing. I'm sure. I feel like. So now I want to get the hard copy of the Happily Ever After playlist. I enjoyed reading this in hard copy so much.
You will love Happy Ever After playlist. Like, I feel like, yeah. You should get a hard copy. Do you have the friend zone in hard copy as well?
I used to. I think I gave it out. I want the hardcover. Hardcovers, you know, they keep better. So if I get the hardcover, I'll get it. But and you know, I love it when she puts Nadia cakes in there. I'm like,
she's like constantly putting Nadia cakes in there. Good for her. I told her, you know, that she needs to go to Nadia cakes.
Yes, she has all this time. She hasn't gone.
I told her 2 years ago to go to Nadia cakes in Minnesota.
I'm disappointed in her.
Next time she's coming to Ghana, I'll make sure she buys me Nadia cakes
and packs it. Yes,
and brings it.
Hey, you know, I started following her on Abby Jimenez on TikTok after reading this one.
Yeah.
And she had a video where she was like, for those who don't know, I'm an author of so so and so. And I thought it was tongue in cheek.
I actually didn't know her for her baking. You know, she was on Great British Bake Off, I think.
Yes.
Or one some of sort of baking show.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, what? You people have been missing out.
It's kind of like the other British lady, The Secret Lives of the Amir Sisters. What's her name? The writer of The Secret Life of the Amir Sisters. She also is known for her baking.
Yes. I've seen her on BBC. Yeah. Wow. So cool. Oh. You know, I've come to realize that creatives in general, we tend to be, what's the word? Oh, there's this term that just crossed my mind. Not double jeopardy, triple threats.
Triple threats. True. Like it's true. You're creative, I guess.
In different ways. It seeps in different ways. So that's so cool. Somebody nice. Should surprise me with a play of after playlist.
Hint to the world.
Yes.
I don't need to play after playlist.
In hardcover.
Of her books, hardcover. Is that the only one you haven't read?
I haven't read Yours Truly. I want to read Happily Ever After playlist first. Because Yours Truly comes after Part of Your World, right?
Yeah. And she has one coming for summer next year, also one I'm looking forward to.
Actually, we have to go to Minnesota.
Okay. I think we do. That's the conclusion. Yeah.
It's so cold there, but we have to go.
We have to go. To go and see our girl, Nadia Cakes.
Hey. So cool. Anyway. So, you're on book number what? 2000 and what?
No, I just finished 110 this morning. And I'm moving on to 111. I think I might probably hit, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if I'll get to 120 by December 31st. It's I don't really care to make a goal. But if it happens, it happens. Who knows? Wow. I finished a book. You know how you were saying that I will read everybody? I will read everybody, maybe. I saw a quote on Bookstagram, and I don't know the writer or anything. It's called Consider Me by Becca Mack. And the quote was like, it seemed as if the guy was, you know, pining for the girl and begging her to consider him. And I was like, wow, that's my kind of story. He falls first and he falls hard. Hook it. So I went to look for that book, and it was okay. But I have to admit, I was a little bit let down. I thought it would be more angsty and, you know, more pining. Tell me why 20% in they're having sex. And I'm like, wait, you didn't even hold out. You're supposed to be saying no to him and making him want you more. Like 20%? And by 30%, they've made up. So I'm like, what am I still doing here? Why are you holding me hostage? You're happy. 30% in, you're happy. Why am I still here? Save me.
Oh, 30%. Yeah, that's too soon.
Why have you solved your problems at 30-35%? So now I have to keep reading to the end of your best friend and her fiance's wedding. And you guys, you're too happy for me. I've been here for too long. Your joy is making me nauseous. Okay?
Suffocating me.
So it was fine in the beginning. It was angsty and nice. And then it's like she gave up on, you know, and just said people should go and be in love. So that was a bit of a letdown. And I'm going back to the Friends to Lovers book I got a couple of months ago. Funny Feelings. I don't remember the story, but I just know that I thought it would be nice when I got it. And it has a playlist in the front, and the playlist looks really fun. Like, it's very much my kind of music. A few Taylor Swift in there. Like, it sounds like a playlist I would listen to. Okay, ABBA is here, you know, George Ezra. These are people I listen to already, Ed Sheeran. I'm like, you know, okay, I'll give this book a chance. And I've read a few comedy romances this year, like the romantic comedy.
Like, literally.
Yes, literally the romantic comedy. And I enjoyed, like, reading about the comedy, the comics life, you know, like stand-up and all the stuff, all the things that go there. So I'm looking forward to that. I will let you know how it goes. I have a feeling that they will not give me too much joy in the beginning, which is just I like it. That's where I'm at. Shall we talk about what we are looking forward to? What books you're looking forward to?
Yes. So I am really, really hoping Kennedy Ryan will give us score next year.
Maybe, because, you know, a nice surprise.
Because why? Why has Before I Let Go come to push Real aside, right? Just like that? Oh,
Real was our first baby.
Oh. I think that's top on my I think that's the only thing. I don't have any. I don't tend to follow, you know, coming soon, that sort of thing.
It's stressful, honestly. What I do is I follow and I put alarms on my phone for each of them in my calendar, so that when the day comes, I'm like, okay, it's here. I need to go and find it.
Hey, you do well.
Or I'll pre-order. Like, Emily Henry has a book coming. I need to read that. Abby Jimenez has Dress for the Summer coming. Need to read that.
I think Happy Place won. It won
on Goodreads.
Best Romance on Goodreads.
Interesting.
I think so.
Nice. Good for her. I don't think it was her best one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've read, I liked some of her books better. But yeah, I think it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice. Oh, and you must be looking forward to this. A Love Song for Ricky Wilde. And Tia Williams.
A Love Song for who?
Ricky Wilde.
Hey, I haven't even seen
it. I'm sending it to you now.
I've been out of it. I've really been out of it.
Love Song for Ricky Wilde. You know, Tia Williams' style is so soulful. It's so, like... I don't know if she's like Kennedy Ryan in that way or something, but her style is just, I haven't read this book, of course, but I've read A Perfect Find and I loved it. And I've read 7 Days in June and I loved it. And her style is just, I don't know how to describe it. It's it's warm, but it's also gritty. Like, it's almost as if I'm watching an African-American film in like sepia tone. When I read
the filmmaker's wife, it's showing.
But like, that's the kind of feeling I get, and it's so immersive, and like, you're just in the world with them. The Perfect Find was more of like a fashion writing world. It's just
You know, I still haven't read it. I don't know why. I feel like I'm holding. We read it together.
Yes.
I feel like I'm holding off this.
The Perfect Find is so good. But you've watched the film, the Netflix film?
No. I'm not going to watch the film. Don't. I have to read the book.
Yeah. The book is so good, Abina. I think you have a copy.
Yeah. But the font was very small, so
yes. Yes.
I see. I've been out of it all the past couple of weeks. I haven't been following much bookish news. Like, I just glance. Like, there's this girl I follow on BookTok, and she is so fun. She's called Onel Reads. And like, she promos like Black romance, and the way she promotes it, you just go and add it to your
CV.
Yeah, I keep telling her I'm going to block her. They should just be laughing. She's really good. So I just go and glance. You know, I don't really save any to add to my TBR because I realize that I can't keep up. So I've stopped adding for some time.
Give into it.
Look at you. Why are we like this? Enablers.
Girl. Then there's also The Paradise Problem, Christina Lauren, also next year. And of course...
They're doing well, though.
They're doing so well. Our people. And then there's also, of course, Soledad Story. This Could Be Us.
Did you read it? Or you didn't get it?
I didn't get it. No.
Hey, it's like thousands of people just pounced on it.
I can imagine. And the time is different. By the time I saw it, it was like an hour late.
So for me, I feel like that's also why I'm looking forward to what is has been put on the back burner rather than these ones, because I can't keep up.
The hype, eh?
I can't keep up. No, I mean, I know it's going to be good. It's Kennedy Ryan. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No question that.
But, yeah.
I wonder how it feels like. How do you think it feels like just knowing that everything you put out is going to be well received? Well, or do you think she's not that confident? Do you think she kind of also worries about feedback?
Oh, I don't think she worries so much, but she's enjoying, like, it's very clear when an author is enjoying the process and the story and the characters. And so it's not even so much about whether people like it. Of course, that helps.
That matters.
Because then you can make money. But, like, her heart and soul are in the story. So it's a given, you know? I feel like the authors who really put themselves in it, not to the point of being burnt out, but like you take care with your characters and with the story, like it just sells itself. Like people just gobble it up.
Yeah.
Like
that's true.
Like Adesua, like this. She can be publishing every week and people will read it.
Yes. Well, speaking of, she has a book coming out. Is it next week Friday?
Any Love, I think.
I cannot wait.
I think she said she was going to send us an advanced copy. Hey, go and check my email.
I hope so. We need to remind her.
Yes. We'll remind her. She said she asked if we had time. I said, hey, we always have time for this one.
She always. Don't worry, it's all about our time. Forget about our time. Send us the book.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that. That's not next year, but it's close enough to the end of this year. But Any Love, yes, I'm looking forward to that. Look, I'm going to read loads of books next year. The things I've mentioned are only like 4 or 5. I will read so many books next year. Books I don't even know about now. That's how I'll read.
Please, from next year, as soon as midnight strikes on 31st, start tracking. Have you heard? Look at me saying, have you heard? Like, opening my eyes.
I know, right? Have you seen? Yes, my eyes on your ear. Well, in the book, the tracker one that you shared with me.
Oh, you know, I have a reading journal coming. I have a reading journal coming.
Yes, you do.
So, hey, now you cry. Will your books fit in one journal?
And no, next time.
Hey, we'll try. We'll attempt. When the paper finishes, then you move to digital.
More paper.
Extra sheets,
Charlie. Yeah, so I think that's it for me. It's Christmas. This is our final episode. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
In a couple of days. Confetti. Thank you so much for listening to us all year. Our listenership has increased this year.
Oh,
we're the top 5 podcast for a couple of people. So that's very nice.
Wow.
And very
oh, that's so cool.
People are listening to us every week, just having our rambling book conversations. It's very touching.
Yeah,
I hope to hear from more people and tell us your thoughts and what you, I guess, anything you think of the things we are reading, the things we are discussing, the topics we are talking about. We'd love to hear from you, and we look forward to a wonderful new year with everybody and to more listeners.
And also, by now, if you haven't seen already, Kwatma Chinebua has a new edition of the Kilole Connection. So this edition contains the bonus novelette we wrote for Christmas. It's been an amazing year, and we thank God for that. And this is also our last episode for the season.
It's Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us, tell all the world, We have a savior.
Okay, all right, okay, guys.
A cappella.
yeah, Charlie. Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you when it's 2024.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. End scene.